1 year ago, my dog Peachy bit our daughter Madeline in the face. It was more of like a stay away from me, or, you know, don't mess with me, or I got afraid kind of bite. She wasn't trying to hurt her. She was, I guess Madeline was giving her a hug around the neck. Peaches got scared. Peachy put her Madeline's head in her mouth, resulting in a nearly 1 inch long gash on the right side of Madeline's face by her ear, and a puncture mark on the left side near her nose. It was absolutely terrifying when it happened. One of my first thoughts was, oh my God, I'm a horrible parent now, and this is forever. We had some tough discussions afterwards. We took Madeline to the hospital, got her face sewed up, got a several thousand dollar bill for an hour in the emergency room at the Children's Hospital getting Madeline's face sewed up. We did have health insurance, which costs thousands of dollars a month, and we paid out of our health savings account. What we went through is the whole conversation. Do we put Peaches down? Do we give Peaches away? Do we keep Peaches at home somehow? If we do keep her at home, how do we go about this? What we decided on after talking in every different direction, we decided to keep her at home and keep her separated. It just felt wrong to take her to the vet and just get her put down. It also felt wrong to give her away to somebody when we knew what she'd done, and figuring that if she went to a different home, she was already told it's the end of her life. You know, who is going to want her at this point? And is it even safe to give her to someone when she's already on record having bit a child? Peaches, a little while before this, maybe a few months before this, we had taken her to the vet, and she had what the vet called was something fatal going on. And the vet basically had asked to put her down a few months before she bit Madeline. She recovered out of that, then bit Madeline, and after a lot of hard talks, we came to the understanding that we're not willing to take her to the vet and put her down. We're not going to give her to someone else. And we're also not going to just let things continue in our house. We love her. We forgive her. At the same time, we're not just going to act like it didn't happen and maybe it won't happen again. So what we've done, we've kept Peaches separated from Madeline for the last year. And that has meant we're in a sunroom right now in my house. So like in this room, there's a sunroom. Over there, there's a dog door. And then this room, the main house over there, the dogs are kept separate in this sunroom. Even though our other dog here, we've kept him, Bo, even though he was not involved at all, we've kept him in here with her to keep her company. Just so it's not also right to just leave her alone all the time either, and then to have him in the house. So we've kept Bo in here with Peachy, and now it looks like a year later there haven't been anything else. We haven't had any further problems, but it looks like a year later Peachy is getting really thin now. She's not eating very much, even though I'm trying to feed her. She does like cheese though. I've been giving her some cheese. She does seem to really enjoy that, so I'll keep giving her some more cheese. She's been kind of fading away though over the last, especially a few months. I think she's got what might be some kind of cancer in her back left knee. She's been limping around a lot, and I've been praying about that. And now we're not taking her to the vet either, because what is the vet going to do with the cancer except potentially have, you know, a massive bill for something? And whatever Peaches had last time that was nearly fatal, the vet, I think, said it was cancer. She seemed to have just gotten over it all by herself. Paying attention to her and seemed to be a big part of her recovery. So we've been paying a little more attention to her. We've been loving her, feeding her by hand, helping her go out to eat, letting her walk in the house for a little bit, and, you know, staying very close to Madeline while that's happening. And Madeline, it's been a great time going through this with Madeline. She's so loving with Peachy. She doesn't hold any resentment or anger. In fact, I told her, I said, Madeline, you know, you've got this scar from the bite from Peaches. Madeline's 3.5 old. She's years old. She still very much remembers getting bit by Peaches. And I said, Madeline, you can heal that scar up completely if you want to. And she said, no, I want to keep it. She likes her scar. it helps her stand out a little bit or something. She wants to keep her star. And I've cried looking at pictures the day before Madeline got bit, which is Christmas 2017, of her unscarred face, and then the next day she got bit by Peaches right after that. And I'm grateful we've went through this whole journey without just killing our dog because there was a dog bite, and without giving her away to someone else where there might have been another problem, and that we've tried to find a solution that works for everyone, a way to live together in peace without just dismissing what happened. So I've seen people asking after I posted the video a year ago saying that Peaches bit Madeline, what's been happening since then. I figured with Peaches' condition, I've been going back and forth between imagining her making a full recovery and walking with her and Beau again. And I've also been imagining pictures of finding her dead in here one day after she just leaves her body behind and starves herself to death here, whatever is going on right now. So I figured I better make this video while she's still alive, because this will probably be a lot better video or podcast episode when she's still here for you. So Peachy, we love you. We appreciate you being a member of the family. We appreciate you, Peachy, teaching us about love and tolerance, that we don't just kill our pets if they bite our children. And at the same time, we don't let our pets keep biting our children either. So it's an interesting, like we say in Alcoholics Anonymous, we do not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. And I'm grateful today for the chance to share this with you. I'm amazed how many other people I've talked to that have had dog bites in the family, and some parents saying that they immediately got the dog put down, others that the dog ended up biting biting the children several times. Now, I guess with a smaller dog, it might not be as big of a deal, but as we can see with Peachy's, well, before she started losing this weight, it was a 50-pound Labrador. You know, it's not acceptable to be letting your 50-pound Labrador, you know, be biting multiple people. So any other children that have came over, Peachy has not been around them either. But this has been a real smooth year with her, and we love you, Peachy. We appreciate you being a member of our family so long. And I want to go on some more walks with you, Peach, so heal up. But at the same time, I trust Peach's judgment, you know. She's not living the life of being inside and being around the family anymore. She's stuck out here with Beau all day. And with being sick, she hasn't even been able to get to go on dog walks now for like a month. So I'm grateful to have this to share with you today. This is my story with my dog a year after a dog bite. And that's it. I love you. I appreciate you being here. And I imagine I'll see you again soon.